Apples, oranges. I grew up in an ethnic home and food was everywhere. Our idea of a vegetable is a chocolatey eclair. Salami, pastrami, cannoli, stromboli, from liver to liverwurst. Kielbasa, salumpi, pierogies, galumpkies, I thought that I would burst. Then one day I saw that I could choose what's best for me when it comes to food. And now it's apples and oranges, peaches and porridges, mangoes and marzipan, tofu frying in a pan, and jelly made from eucalyptus, spread on homemade whole wheat biscuits. It took me long enough to see
that it was
I've been a vegan for about 6 years and a vegetarian for about 20 years. One day when I was younger, it kind of hit me that eating meat is eating animals. I always knew that in the back of my mind, and I think most people know that in the back of their mind. But one day, for some reason, I put them together that for me to eat a hamburger or hot dog or anything like that is killing an animal. And I like animals, and I don't want to kill them. And when I put the two together in my mind, I decided that's something that I don't want to do anymore. So that's when I became a vegetarian.
I like salad with cilantro at a home or restaurant. Spinach, greens, and avocados, lima beans, or sweet potatoes. So please take away this crapple, cause I'd rather have an apple or something of that kind.
Mr. Bob Pyle is an American folk singer and songwriter. With a college degree in business and his own gutter cleaning and repair business, the entrepreneur artist is able to support his creative endeavors, which include composing and performing, painting and writing. He also founded the Baltimore, Washington Songwriters Association. Bob Pyle's first CD, Apples and Oranges, was released in 2004 and since has been played on over 100 radio stations worldwide. Joe Stepaniak, author of Being Vegan, wrote in a review, "Apples and Oranges is that unusual blend of toe-tapping pleasure that melds professional musicianship and superb arrangements with both humorous and heart-rending lyrics."
Apples and Oranges CD, it's about being kind to animals. It's about becoming more spiritual as a person and growing as a person. And it's about making a better world, which I think most of us are interested in doing. So fortunately, the CD came out very well, and I had a good producer and great musicians on the CD. I got a lot of emails and people who I met in animal rights groups and at animal rights conventions told me they liked the CD very much, and it really made me feel good.
I was leaning, I was lurching, feeling lonely, I was searching for a little understanding, someone to tell my troubles to. Your eyes glistened as you listened, then I knew what I was missing, cause the friend that I was searching for I finally found in you. Oh, Petunia the pig, you're so pretty and so strong. Petunia the pig, come on back where you belong. Your skin's a pretty pink when you take a bubble bath in my sink. Then you look like Greta Garbo with a ribbon made of blue. I like jelly, you like marmalade. We go strolling down the Parmalade, and everywhere we go, every
Shorty winks at you.
Oh, Petunia the pig, let's get married in the spring. Petunia the pig, you can wear a diamond ring.
I say hello, you say oink, as we walk down to the boink to get you money for some makeup and a mud pack treatment too. And you know I won't desert you, and nobody's gonna hurt you, 'cause I think I finally found a friend in you.
Oh, Petunia the pig, I'll eat oats and you'll chew cud. Petunia the pig, let's go wallowing in the mud.
Mr. Pyle's song, Factory Style, was inspired by John Robbins' best-selling book, Diet for a New America, and its chapter on factory farming.
It's not like you see or you imagine a cow running through the pasture or living on a nice farm. It's an industrial operation. They usually do not get to go outside. They do not get to move around. It's so cruel. These are the reasons that I learned that it's not good to consume dairy products or eggs, and that's when I became a vegan.
Well, the sun comes up and the sky is blue. The temperature is mild, but the chickens inside don't crow at all on a farm that's factory style. Nowadays it's factory style. And the rain comes down and the ground is wet. The pig should go hog wild, but the pigs inside don't see the rain on a farm that's factory style. Nowadays it's factory style. There's about 10 chickens in every cage, and the profits are worthwhile. And it don't really matter that they can't turn around on a farm that's factory style. Nowadays it's factory style. The pigs are piled up in a cage, and they're stacked up to the sky. And when they get sick, oh, they're sold anyway on a farm that's factory style. Nowadays it's factory style. That's the only way to compete today, you tell me with a smile. But how would you like to live that way on a farm that's factory style? Nowadays it's factory style. So I don't support a factory farm, and every once in a while I think about the cries that go on on a farm that's factory style. Nowadays it's factory style.
When we come back, we will continue our interesting discussion with vegan songwriter Bob Pyle. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Now seaweed doesn't sound so good, judging by the name. But once you get a taste of it, you'll never be the same. With dozens of varieties, some yellow, green, or black, once your dinner guests depart, you know they're coming back. Seaweed, oh seaweed, why do they call you names? If they misunderstand you, you're really not to blame. So put your best fin forward and stand up proud and tall. 'Cause seaweed, oh seaweed, you're not a weed at all.
Welcome back to Enlightening Entertainment and our interview with Mr. Bob Pyle, an American folk musician who is promoting the compassionate lifestyle for our animal co-inhabitants through his original songs.
I did a compilation animal rights CD with many different songwriters and singers, and the title track was called Rise Up, and it was sung by a lady named Maria Danes from England. Hopefully we gave a boost to new songwriters and people trying to get the vegan message out there through music.
An old tomato.
As Bob Pyle once said in an interview, what can be better in life than to help those less fortunate than ourselves, including suffering and exploited animals? Mr. Pyle is also greatly interested in spirituality and learning meditation.
Restoration, jubilation, shouted all across the nation. Like a lighthouse on the shore, I've been restored now.
I'm working on a project right now. It's actually a documentary film project about a great Indian saint named Ananda Mahima. And this is her photograph. Her story is a beautiful story, and it's been very inspirational to me. But there are saints all over the world, great people, and this is just an example of one of them.
Restoration, jubilation, shouted up and down the mountain. I'm no longer like before. I've been restored. Adoration, pure as water from the fountain that's been sent down by the Lord. I've been restored.
Looking back, people like myself who feel compassion for the way that animals are treated today and want to help them try to find the best way that they can to help animals. And one way to do it is join with other people in helping animals. And that could be an animal rights group or a vegetarian or a vegan group. And there's real power in numbers. And when you get together with other people who think the same way and are kind and want to be kind to animals, great things can be done. This is called the Mango Fandango, and if you like mangoes as much as I do, maybe you'll like this song.
In Trinidad, in the rainy season, people stay in all day. But when the rains disperse each evening, they grab the banjo and play and sing the Mango Fandango. Give me some right away. The Mango Fandango, that's all I want you to play.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We send you our best wishes and support, talented and caring musician, Mr. Bob Pyle. May your songs continue to inspire people to make compassionate choices so that we can share the world with our animal friends in peace and love. We now conclude today's program with the moving song, Gentle Creatures, written and sung by Mr. Bob Pyle for the album Apples and Oranges.
Gentle creatures, come to me, lay your burdens by the wayside. You are tired and your troubles now are finished for the day. Sit beside me, lay your heads down, and I'll tell you a story how I love you, 'cause I made you and I'll never go away. Look high and low, come to me, gentle creatures, come to me. You once roamed the plains so proudly, grazing on the hills and valleys, with the trees and rocks and caves and sunshine echoing your call. Now they've captured and corralled you in misguided domination, and convinced themselves to say it's for the betterment of all. Look high and low, come to me, gentle creatures, come to me. Here's some water now, some hay for you to eat. Lay your burdens down and stay with me a while. You've been put into the circus and put upon the table, and used in cruel experiments as though you had no soul. You've been used up on the racetrack, battered in the bull ring, and your blood turns into dollars as your life is bought and sold. So I offer consolation and my deepest admiration for your glorious example of humility and trust. Sit beside me, lay your heads down, and I'll tell you a story how the world is still evolving into peacefulness and love. Look high and low, come to me, gentle creatures, come to me. High and low, come to me, gentle creatures, come to me, gentle creatures, come to me, gentle creatures, come to me.
Bob Pyle's music CDs are available at www.bobpyle.com and www.cdbaby.com. Thank you for joining us on today's enlightening entertainment. Words of Wisdom is coming up next after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May thoughts of beauty and happiness be with you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.